He might, like, get hurt in the...
Did it stop?
Did it. Yeah. He might actually get hurt with this. I feel like we can't win every single fight, so I think it was important for Greece to kind of win because he was able character to avenge. But now we're noticing, like, he was saying, like, these guys combined, and like, oh, what's going on here? It's like, it's safe to say that Bonjo might actually be losing this match. I don't want to say it, but I'm just saying it. I'm going to think that Bonjo's going to struggle. But again, you guys want us to watch 3 episodes this week, and I'm going to kind of guess why, possibly... There's going to be a Sento match.
Probably.
Because, again, I like watching tournament arcs, especially when it comes to, like, I should have done that with, like, Naruto and everything. Watched at least a bunch of them at once.
Yeah, it takes longer.
Because tournament arcs is just mainly, like, fight. But then there's, like, moments where it's, like, character development, but it's mainly, like, fight. So with this, I feel like it's important if there's any more, for the tournament arc. I don't know if it's just 3. It's because it's 3-on-3. So it's, like, well, not 3-on-3, 3 each battles. But I'm wondering if there's going to be anything else that we have to see after this, but I think you guys might be smart to say, and safe to say that 28 is coming this
week.
Smart to say. All right, so I'm wondering, now that Sento has found out that he's been able to make a, kind of in a way get control, I like the fact that it's not just like, oh, Misora suddenly gives him the powers to get control. It's more like we have to put in the work for it. He has to use, like, a product in order to give control to it. So it's like, now we have Rabbit. I think that's interesting. That now, does that matter if it's... Does this have anything to do with the Pandora box? Or is this going to, like, in a way, extend the universe, extend the lore to be like, okay, there's the Pandora box with all the best matches, but now there's also, you know, you can recreate other bottles to get a different effect. So, now that he's doing that, Sawa...
First of all, I knew it was her. I did not expect that. Nope. Because my thing is, I think it's very interesting that the other characters who are part of that have, like, the same emotion.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if maybe she was trained, like, on, like, how to, like, sway people. Maybe that's her specialty. Because it's so...
Each of them have some kind of specialty.
I think it's interesting that most of them are, like, very, like... drone-like, and she had an actual personality. Yeah. So I'm wondering if there's something special about
that. Her? There could be that, or maybe...
Maybe that was just how she was trained and how, like, manipulation.
Yeah, because, sure. I mean, she is, in a way, using her whole, like, oh, my father, and this, and that.
Yeah.
It's like, no, man. No, your entire time was just to be part of this and dedicating your life to the industry. Which, I want to talk about how freaky it is. They're dedicating themselves to a business, an industry. It's not like... They're dedicating themselves to a cause or this and that. It's like they are dedicating themselves to an industry, which is concerning. Because again, if you're, it's not like, oh, this is a country that we're dedicating ourselves
really
to.
Sad.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they were kids.
Yeah.
That's the thing that bothers me.
We saw her when she looked like she was a teenager, so I'm wondering how long she was a part of it. Was she also a part of it when she was a child?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, when was she taken in? So that's
still so scary.
I know, but also the Pandora with the power, Pandora box, like, it's like, do you see how the guy used to be passive? He used to be
now,
more like,
that's the thing.
I don't bring things up in meetings, I don't do that, and then suddenly you just see him being all this, like, aggressive, like, you, once you get a taste of this power.
Yeah, exactly, once you get something, your personality changes.
And I'm wondering also if the Pandora box has effect on humans. It is not from of this world, so I'm wondering if it makes them act a certain way, because if you see, whenever, not stalk or anybody, but when you see people interact with it, it gets them very obsessive.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if this has any effect on the human mind, because it is not of this world. I'm wondering if they are, like, in a way controlling them, in a sense. But if you guys have the answer to that, or if it's going to be revealed later on, let me know. So, also, the whole spy and the whole sus thing, we know it was Sawa now. I like the fact that they went back to the comical, like Ty even said, like, Sento has his personality back, so that's really good to see.
Yeah, I like to see that, because that was really, really so sad.
The last few episodes were just him being in this depressive state, so I'm glad he's back to inventing. I'm glad we actually got to see some comical moments. Yeah, I know, I missed that!
Yeah.
But, like, comical moments, we needed more of that, which, again, we had to get through this trauma, because, again, they've been through
so much
hell. I mean, they've been through literal hell. Like, all of them have at least lost something. I mean, we have Bonjo, who lost his fiance. We have Sento, who lost who he was completely. We also have Greece, who lost all of his 3 friends, who we've seen on screen, die. I'm not even gonna say friends, his brothers. Yeah. Like, come on.
Misora.
So they can all relate somehow, especially Greece and Bonjo. They can relate to losing someone.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we actually got to see them fight with each other. The whole same essences thing, like we were talking about a little bit earlier before, I'm wondering if we are able to mix Rabbit, are we able to mix the other ones?
Oh yeah, that would be interesting. Well, probably, but she would have to make the new...
What?
The white body.
Yeah. So it's gonna probably, I don't know if it affects her in a different way, but like having these same essences, does Stalk know about it?
I don't know. Well, now, I who knows exactly, what at this point?
I know. There's
who
always
knows
a
who anyone is, because there's still the face changing thing.
I know. The whole grave scene was very powerful.
That was so good.
He's like wondering why he put the grave there, but it's kind of like
symbolic.
It's symbolic to where they entered, but also like where some of them have passed. But like it's kind of saying to, in a way, if people walk by there, they're gonna say like, "Oh, there's a grave here." He wants people to see it, you know. It's like, and the thing is, I like how they use their colors. Aww. I like how he also had a copy of the dog tags for himself. But again, like I was saying, it's like Bonjo and him can relate. Bonjo and him can truly relate to each other because it's like they are
they
not even just lost, but like their personalities.
Yeah,
too.
They have the same like I'm tough personality.
And the moment that Bonjo's just different of handling it. Like you think like Bonjo at first, you're like, oh god, this guy's gonna be kind of slightly stoic, but it's like no, this guy is like a rebel type of
personality. Has too many emotions, doesn't know
how to a Capricorn. But with Grease, he's more like the stoic, but also now we saw him become a protagonist. So the importance of seeing him become a protagonist in this is kind of showing us that, like, he is changing.
Yeah.
And he went from being, oh, we have to worry about this villain dude, to I am now fighting for my friend. So it's like, you are a protagonist. You know,
that's
it's like,
every protagonist
and that's what I like about Kamen Rider is it's not just Sento is protag. Bonjo has had a protag moment. Sento, obviously, in the first episode had a protag moment. He was introduced. Misora, I'm not saying Misora, not mainly, but she has had moments. But, like, these main three guys, okay? Like, Grease just came onto the series. Like, we've only seen him within this arc. Mm-hmm. And now he's having protag moments. Yeah. So, that's the beauty of the storytelling of, I don't know if all Kamen Riders are like this, but, like, with Build in general.
Yeah.
It's showing us that they can not even just have one protag, but there's three of them. So, I like that. And he definitely was, I will fight for my friends. The power of friendship,
like,
passion.
Just like, yeah, you just quoted every show.
Every
show.
Every fucking Naruto
proud
episode.
Of you.
Another thing, too, is them being raised... I did this before. Them being raised as weapons is still sad to us.
It's so sad, because they're children. And the thing is, with children, they learn what... Like, when...
Yeah.
Your brain is developing then, so if that's what you learn then, it's gonna be so hard to transfer you into, like,
adulthood.
Even teenhood. To not think that you're a weapon.
But, like, to know, going back with Sawa, like, you could see the hints with her. Like, she's already tracked them before, but then we were like, oh, you know, she was doing it for this cause. Oh, because it was her father.
But what shocked
she fooled
me,
us.
It just shocked me because she has a personality.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you, I guess just because we only saw a few of them, you just assume that they're all, like...
From the beginning.
Like, drone-like.
From
but
the beginning.
Her,
she was in the beginning of the entire series. And we actually got to see, like, oh, wow, you know, we sympathize for you. And now it's good. It's the whole Stalk thing all over again. It's like, we sympathize for you. We
I
love
like
you.
No
and
one
like,
in this show. Everyone's a villain.
I'm not getting attached to anybody anymore. I got attached to Stalk the first fucking episode, even before when you started.
I know.
You know what? Screw this!
I forgot we didn't watch the first episode.
Screw this. You have to go back and watch it. But it's like, I love how they're kind of in a way develop, just like a tournament arc does, developing the characters. Just like how every tournament arc, it's mainly like, not even just about the cool fights. It's also about...
But it's
one
also about
character
the cool
is going to develop themselves.
Yeah.
Again, I like cool fights, but I'm all for characters developing. Bye, my friends. We hope you have an amazing day. You stay weird. You stay wonderful. You stay awesome. Until the next video, embrace your fangirl, fanboy, and fan person.